Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
It's Friday.
We're your hosts, Lynette and Steph.
Woo!
It's Friday. Thank you. Matt Fondelier bringing me water. Thank you. Yes, we have lots to talk about.
Yeah. But before we do, Third Love. Mm-hmm. Check it out. I just showed Lynette my bra because it's a Third Love bra. I'm wearing the jewel blue color. Yes, the jewel blue 24/7 t-shirt bra.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Our favorite.
I'm going to tell you why it's called 24/7.
Because you
could sleep in it.
Exactly. It's a t-shirt bra. And by the way, you girls that have boyfriends and you spend the night over his house, wear the t-shirt bra because you'll look really cute wearing his t-shirt the next morning. And your boobs aren't flopping around underneath the t-shirt. You want to kind of, you know.
Yeah. You're welcome, Third Love.
Yes.
For that creativity. You want your boobs flopping around?
Go get
a Target bra.
Right.
You want your boobs like held in place but still comfy
and pretty looking because they have beautiful colors.
Oh my God, I love going on their website and like just kind of looking through all the bras because there's so many cute ones. And they have the bralettes that have like the it's like a racer back, but they have the lace on the back strap.
Yeah.
So that you can look pretty. You can wear it under like whatever kind of shirt, tank top. They have those.
I know. I got to get one of those.
In great colors.
Oh, yeah.
So
all different sizes, A through H.
Yes. Because apparently 50% of women fall in between standard cup sizes. So they even have half cup sizing.
That's right.
They invented it.
That's right.
And the one thing that I like, I know we're going a little long on this ad, but is this part. It's like this memory foam.
Memory foam.
It's not padded.
No.
Because I don't like a padded bra.
Me
don't
neither.
Need it.
No.
Don't need it.
Don't need it.
But I like this little extra. It's not so thin.
It's lightweight, super thin foam cups.
Yeah. Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL to find your perfect fitted bra, and you will get 15% off today. That's thirdlove.com/FCOL. Get 15% off. Also, you want your skin to feel really soft and smooth underneath your bra?
Yes.
What do you do?
Copare.
Okay, you know what I love is this thing that Copare makes. It's a coconut melt.
It's like a body melt. Yes, they sent us those. Yeah. I love that.
It's like, you know when you go to like Bath and Body and everything's like you can get body butter and you're like, but those places don't make these melts. It's like they rub into your skin and it's like an oil and it smells
but absorbs,
so good.
It absorbs into your skin so it's not oily.
Exactly.
It's awesome. And it smells like you're always on vacation.
Yes.
It's got that coconut smell.
And they make deodorant now.
Mm-hmm.
Natural deodorant.
Aluminum free.
Yeah, that doesn't mess up your body's natural patterns.
Yeah.
But it works and it fights odor. And guess who I've been giving it to? I have the deodorant. Sadie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because you know she can be stanky.
All right. Now she smells
Sadie
like a coconut.
Can be stanky.
I'm sure she's going to love that someday.
Yeah. It's so good and it's great for sensitive skin.
Yes. It's a number one selling product that they've been featured in Cosmo and People magazines. And,
but the thing about the deodorant, which I just want to push it a little bit, is some of those natural deodorants don't work.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Don't get that like Tom's deodorant that's just
really
like rubbing
work.
A crystal under your arm. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
The Copare deodorant works really well, but it's natural. Mm-hmm. So go to Copare, Copare.com/FCOL. Make the safe switch today. That's Copare, Copare.com/FCOL. Do it.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
All right.
What? So you were going to tell me on our last show last week, Monday, some concert stories.
Way back Monday. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Jeez Louise. Well, you just reminded me, like, when you were talking about trying to find tickets to a concert. And it's like, I just remember when I was in 10th, 11th, I think I was senior. I just remember always getting the shitty tickets for concerts and never, I would have to go to Music Plus record store.
Right. And get in line.
And I always was jealous because my friends, they'd be like, okay, Madonna or Van Halen's coming to town. We got to get tickets. Van Halen, we got to get tickets. We're going to camp out. We're all going to camp out. Glenn's going, Pam's going, everybody's going. My parents would not let me go. And I was so upset.
Lynette.
I know. You know. You
be sleeping on the sidewalk. That's for dirty people.
That's right. And you're not going to get a good seat anyway. And who cares if you get a bad seat? So what? You shouldn't be going to that concert anyway. So for the devil worshippers. Ow.
So you're like lucky that you're even just there.
I know.
So all your friends have good seats and you're in the nosebleeds?
Yes.
What?
No. So they would camp out.
And get you a ticket?
Yeah. And they would have to buy me a ticket. And then one time I did get to go. I don't think my parents knew. I just went. I was like, I'm spending the night at Pam's house. And then we went and slept in the parking lot. And across the street was Del Taco. And we went and we got stoned and we would go buy tacos. And then go. And this is what I was doing in high school. And then still get the shitty seats. But then I met Jennifer in 11th grade, and she worked at Music Plus. And she was she became eventually like the store manager. And she would be like, she would hook us up with good seats.
Wow.
But she didn't do it illegally. She just, like, as soon as they went on sale, she'd boom, 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 get us our seats. And I just remember getting great seats for 1984 Van Halen's album when that came out. And it was like a dream. And then Bruce Springsteen was playing at the big football field, the Coliseum in mm-hmm. downtown LA. Mm-hmm. And this was before I met Jennifer. And I remember I had a friend, Lisa. I don't want to say her last name, but I think it was Suzanne Suzanne. The three of us went to see if we could scalp tickets. Cause, you know, there's all these people like, you need tickets. And I think Lisa did it. Lisa was very like, she would always sneak out. Like, she was the one that was like, she was getting away. She was doing all this shit, sleeping around. And like, she slept with, now that I think about it, she slept with one of our friends' stepdad.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Yeah. Nice. I know.
You guys were in high school?
Mm-hmm.
And was the mom still married to the stepdad?
Yeah. She would come over. Those two, I know, right? Now that I completely forgot about that. Those two, Lisa and Leslie, were friends. They were like best friends. And like Suzanne and not Suzanne was younger.
She slept with Leslie's stepdad.
Leslie's stepdad, who was really cute. And so Leslie's mom and dad got divorced.
I like the way that that's okay. That makes it. We're both, I know. Oh, well, if he was really cute.
He was really cute. But like it was, I remember her when, I mean, then she thought she was pregnant. Could you imagine?
Well, did Leslie know?
No, Leslie did not know. And
how do you get away with that? Like, hey, can I sleep over? And then you're sneaking out of the bedroom into the dad.
Well, like, she would be at her house 24/7. And, you know, mom is out. The mom was crazy. I just remember. Her name was Blue. That was her name.
Okay.
That was what everybody. And Leslie called her mom Blue. She didn't call her mom. She called her Blue.
Of course. Right.
Right. And she had short, like, shaggy blonde hair and just, like, whacked out. I don't know. Her mom was in and out. I think she was like a bartender or something. And so the stepdad, they had a nice condo. And the stepdad, and so Leslie was there all the time. Lisa was there all the time. Those two were like best friends. And then she confided in me and Pam that she was sleeping with, his name was Mike, with the stepdad, Mike. And Pam flipped out and was like, I can't talk to you. I think that is so ridiculous. I think that is so disgusting. I can't believe you did that. What would Leslie think? Like, what are you thinking? You're an idiot. Like, she, I don't know why, because she's like one of those people that had to make it all about her. So now she's all mad.
I can't imagine. Okay, if you're Leslie, what's worse? Like, that your friend slept with your dad, your stepdad, or that your stepdad slept with your friend? Like,
I know.
Should get arrested for that.
I know. Totally. Like,
he's
absolutely.
An adult. She was a teenager in high school. Mm-hmm. So he should get arrested for that. But the fucked up thing is that she's old enough to know of that course. She's doing something that she should right. not be doing.
I know. She was that girl. She was that girl. She was the only child. Her mom was a therapist.
Naturally.
And she would sneak out of her mom's house.
Me too.
Yeah. She would sneak out of her mom's house like all the time and just go do stuff and then get back at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I always thought, geez, I could never do that. My mother would beat the shit out of me. Like I could never do that. And I just remember that. So I remember Lisa Gaynor and me and Suzanne, I guess, went to the Coliseum, three of us went to the Coliseum to scalp tickets. And a guy had three tickets, but Lisa went to go talk to him. And then she goes, I'll be right back. And she went and gave him a hand job.
Shut up.
Yes. And no. got the three tickets.
No.
Yes. And then we got into the concert, like the last 45 minutes of the concert.
That's
yes.
it?
Yes. Because we were out there all night trying to get, we were listening because it was so loud. And we're like, oh my God, he's playing Rosalita. And so we were just like out there in the parking lot hanging out, you oh know, God. Like at Lisa's
I love
car.
This story so much.
I know.
On so many levels.
I know. I know. I the, totally just forgot
the,
all
so the
of
guy,
that stuff.
I mean, it's like a movie. Right. So he was like, all right, well.
Yeah. And she went, she would go and talk. She was the wheeler and dealer because she was the outgoing one. So she went, this guy was like, you know, you guys want tickets? You girls want tickets? How bad do you want them? And then she's like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go talk to him. And then me and Suzanne are just sitting there like in the parking lot listening to Rosalita. And then she's like, guys, I'll be right back. I'm going to go right, look over there. I'm going to be over there with this guy. And we're like, what are you doing? And she's like, don't worry. I'm getting us tickets.
Don't worry about it.
And I'm like, what? We were like, you know, we didn't think. I don't know what we thought. Like she was making, I don't know, something. She was doing something. And so it turns out she's like, I gave him a hand job, but now at least we can go in. And we went in and the seats were horrible. Horrible.
Oh my God.
They were like in, you know, colonnade 12
well,
all the way.
She should have given him a BJ.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I would have done.
I mean, that? I guess she just didn't want great seats.
I know. Can you believe that? I just remembered all this stuff now when you brought up concerts.
I remember doing stuff like drinking with my friends. We mm-hmm. would go when we lived in Springfield. Downtown Springfield would have these like, I don't know, like we would just go on to bars at 16. Mm-hmm. And then me and my friends would go walking around and we would just walk up to some guy, a cute guy, mm-hmm. older, like a man.
Yeah.
And all make out with him, like take turns making out with some guy on the street.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
We just thought that was the funniest thing.
What are you guys doing tonight? We're just gonna go find some random dude.
Yeah, then we would just all like back the guy up against a building and like take turns making out with him for a while.
Oh my God. I probably did that maybe. I can't. That guy has a podcast right now.
I was a makeout bandit. I was like these people on The Bachelor. I was just like making out with everybody. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would get drunk and make out with like two people in a
mm-hmm,
night.
Mm-hmm.
Like meet some guy in a bar, be making out with that guy, and then forget about him, go to a different bar, find a new one, make out with him.
I know.
And then if they ever called me the next day, I'd be like, oh.
I don't remember what you look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sounds about right. We would have been best friends.
Yeah, it was bad.
Kenny Loggins would come to town and you'd be sending me off behind the bushes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are bad seats. Go back. Go back in the bushes. I can't believe that. Can you believe that? That she slept with my friends?
No. Well, so what happened? Did anybody get caught? Did it ever, how did it end?
Yeah, I'm friends with her on Facebook. We should find out. Should call her.
You're friends with the one that was doing the sleeping with, or the one whose
with both
stepdad
of them.
Was being slept
the
with?
Both, but the one whose stepdad, she forgave her.
Did she ever
her.
Find out?
Yeah, okay, so it was this whole drama thing. Like, so Pam, who was my like one of my good friends at the time, found out, and so she had to make it all about her.
That was Amy, was the coke. Was
Amy
coke
was
one.
The coke whore.
Yeah.
Pam was the one whose house I would just go to every single day after school and just watch Weird Science and do nothing and like hang out, smoke pot and meet up with Glenn and make out and got de-virginized in Pam's bedroom.
Oh.
That's Pam.
Okay.
Yeah. And Pam was a little overweight, so my mom was like, she's a no-getter.
Oh, right,
Don't hang out with her.
Right, that's
little
how
did
we
she
came
know.
Up with no-getter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And little did my mother know, she was right. She was a no-getter. Still is today. Oh, God.
But so Pam was like, okay, this is wrong.
Pam, she was just very dramatic. So she had to make it about her. Like,
right.
I'm so mad. And, you know, high school girls. So now everybody knew, of course. Like, all the girl, everybody knew. And it's like, but do you know that Pam is not speaking to Lisa? Because Lisa and Pam are, like, really good friends, too. Let's speak. They're not speak. They hate each. She hates Lisa now. Now she hates Lisa. And it's like.
Now, Leslie was the one whose dad was being slept with.
Right. And Leslie didn't know.
Right.
But then, I guess. Oh, then Lisa thought she was pregnant with his kid. There was that scare. But then I think she eventually was told, and I don't really don't think she cared.
Okay, honestly, if you're a stepdad, didn't really,
he wasn't like a hey, here's your Christmas present. I'm going to take and get your haircut. Are we getting jeans for the fall season of new school? Let's go school shopping. He was not that dad. He was a smoking pot, no-getter dude who, like, you know, shacking up with this mom. I don't even know if they were married.
Right.
But he lived there, and she called him her stepdad.
Right.
And, you know, but she didn't really like him that much. He was kind of a dick. He had, like, a kind of a dicky attitude. So she wasn't, like, a big fan of his anyway. And so when Lisa, I think she was just, like, fine with it. She was like, well, whatever. I don't care. I guess. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't remember how that all played out. But I just now remember that I had a friend that slept with her best friend's dad, stepdad. Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy.
And the same friend went and gave a hand job in the bushes.
Do you remember? That reminds me of this movie that I watched when I was, it was like a late 70s movie. Kaylin, will you Google? It was a Jodie Foster movie. Jodie Foster was in it, and Sally, I want to say Kelleher.
Mm-hmm.
Sally Kellerman.
Mm-hmm. I know who you're talking. Blonde, curly.
Yeah, and Sherry Curry, who was in the band The Runaways.
Mm-hmm.
And they played, it was like I want to say it was called Foxes.
Oh, Foxes. With Scott Baio. Was that Scott Baio?
Yes. He had a small, see, Sally Kellerman. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Randy Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
They were like.
Jodie Foster, yeah.
Yeah, it was a great
Laura
movie,
Dern.
But it was such a slice of life.
Yeah, I was not allowed to see that movie, and I was dying to see it.
But that was like...
I don't even know
Jodie Foster, a single mom, and then there was like somebody had like an asshole stepfather. Somebody was sleeping, I think it was Randy Quaid, was sleeping with like an older guy. It was like they have like a chubby friend, and she starts... sleeping with this guy who's like in his... 30s.
Right.
Which was, I think, Randy Quaid.
Uh-huh.
It was four friends or whatever, and they're all living they're in high school.
Yeah. It was rated R, right? I mean, it was...
Yeah, and they would go out and smoke pot and try to go to concerts. I think there was, like, a scene of them trying to get tickets for a concert.
Right. Like, having sex. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I remember that movie.
Now I want to see that movie.
I know, me too.
Not for LB. Not for you, LB.
No.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So what's the last concert you went to was probably Bruce, right?
I think so. Well, I'm going to see, yeah.
What?
I don't know. No,
you're going to see Bruce?
Yeah, November. In Broadway, on Broadway.
Oh, again?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Because the first time I went, I cried the whole time. I couldn't focus. I was just like, every song, every story, I was just like a blubbering, I don't know. Because I kept thinking this is it. I'm never going to see him play anymore. I don't know why I was thinking that. But yeah, so I got two tickets for November. But
I just bought tickets.
I'll tell you. Yeah, go ahead.
I just bought tickets to Wicked. Okay. I had a Ticketmaster gift certificate, and I had bought season tickets to the Pantages that go through this year. So I got offered like I could buy seats early. So I bought two tickets to Wicked and I'm taking Sadie.
Oh, that's nice.
In December.
That's nice.
Right around Christmas.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
That's really cute.
And LB doesn't know yet. LB went with John. They went to New York a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, many years. Yeah, like 4 years ago. And they went when she was like 8 or 9.
And
they saw Wicked on Broadway.
That's...
And Sadie didn't go. And Xander's not going to care. He doesn't like that kind of thing.
Right.
So I told Sadie today on the way to camp, I was like, hey, how would you like to... Have you ever wanted to see the show Wicked? And she was like, yeah. I was like, how would you like to go with just me? just the two of us. And she was like, you should have seen her little face.
Aww.
I think she just thinks LB gets to do everything. And she was like, really?
Aww.
Just us? And I was like, yep, I just bought two tickets. I want
That's
you to be
awesome.
My date. And she was like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Have you seen it?
Wicked, yeah. Long time ago.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good. I think, yeah, I saw it out here at the Pantages. It was really good. There, I mean, seeing stuff like that is always just blows you away. Like how talented, like can't imagine all the rehearsing and, you know, rehearsals and run throughs that they must do. And it's just, they're all on point. And it's just, everybody's like, just going to see a play like that. Or like the other one, Book of Mormon or Hamilton.
Love Book of Mormon.
Yeah. And we saw Adam and I saw Hamilton. It's just like so, it's just amazing, the arts. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I would hope.
We love the arts.
I love the arts. Very artistic. I'm beatnik.
Like, I would fully give someone a hand job for tickets to Hamilton. Like, no question.
I already did.
You know? Be right back, guys. I have to get us. I'm trying to get us good seats. Why is scalping illegal, by the way?
I don't know.
They're really coming down on it. Like, you cannot scalp. You never see people anymore going, like, you need tickets?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Why is it illegal? Is it because?
Well, because it's illegal. Well, I don't know. Because they buy this.
Because they buy them all up and then they'd sell them?
I guess. You know, there's a whole Ticketmaster fiasco.
Well, I was going to say, they do that anyway. All those StubHub and all those places buy a bunch of tickets, right? They get first dibs. They buy a bunch of tickets and then they resell them.
Right.
That's their whole business model. Isn't that the same as scalping? Just because they're not standing in front of the theater.
I got busted. I mean, I got moated.
What
happened? Scalping tickets.
Oh,
didn't I tell you that? We went to the Wilt, Susanna and I went to the Wiltern and, and we were like, we're just going to go and we didn't think we were going to go. And then everybody was like, it's such a great show. You should go see it. It was like an acoustic show. And I remember us standing on the corner and this guy goes, you guys need tickets? And we said, yep. And he sold us two tickets, not that expensive. We go to our seats and we were walking down. This was before we had any hookup at all. Walking down the island, we kept going and going. And we were like, oh, my God, look how close we're getting to the stage.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, these seats are awesome.
Oh, so you got in.
We got in and we got to our seats and we were dying. We were, oh, my God, look at how close we are. There's the stool and his microphone. We were so, and it's, Wiltern is a small, it's a little theater.
Oh, yeah.
And then two people show up and they're like, looking at their tickets, and then they're looking at us, and they're like, you guys are in our seats. We're like, no, we're not. And they're like, yeah, you are. And we're like, no, we're not. These are our seats. And they said, and then the guy comes with the flashlight, and he's like, they said, let's see your tickets. We show him the tickets, and we're like, here you go. Look, see, seat A and B. And the guy was like, huh. And then they had the same exact same tickets. Bruce Springsteen, same night, same seats, same row. And the guy could not figure it out. And so these people are standing here and we're like, well, they're going to have to figure something else out because it sucks for them. And Suzanne and I are just like trying to ignore them. And then the guy got the manager and the manager came back and he's like, hey,
where'd
you two,
get these tickets?
He's like, you two need to come with me. And we were like, why? And he was like, where'd you get the tickets? And we said, in Hollywood.
7-Eleven.
We got it in Hollywood.
Right.
Where in Hollywood? In a Hollywood and Vine. And he's like, look. And he takes the ticket stub and he peels it. And it had
a different
Natalie Merchant tickets.
Oh, shit. Moated.
Moated and corroded. How did they do that? I had no idea. How do you do that? How do you duplicate?
Wow.
I mean, it was Bruce Springsteen at the Wiltern and you peel it and it was Natalie Merchant at the Wiltern for like from the week earlier.
Oh, no.
And we were like, what the fuck? We were three rows in front of Bruce and now we're outside in Hollywood freezing. What happened?
Oh,
like it was
no.
So sad. It was the worst. We had to go to a payphone and call somebody to come get us because we thought we were going to get our seats and then her mom was going to come pick us up at a certain time. But now we had to go call her and tell her to don't come now. And she was like, why? And we were like, well, it's a long story. I'll tell you another time on a podcast someday. Yeah. That was horrible.
See, I think because you told that story a long time ago, I get paranoid. Like, I was like, I hope I'm not buying them like SeatGeek. I wasn't sure. I was like, hope this is a real ticket.
Yeah.
Well, like, I hope I'm not going to show up and they're going to be like, what's this?
Yeah.
SeatGeek. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. That's a third party. No, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's fine. You just can't, like, on the street, buy two tickets off people on the street. Learned our lesson big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, the saddest part is just though that you were already there, like you were looking, going, oh my God, these are the best seats.
We were always in Coliseum, in Colonnade, way up on the top, and we've never been that close to Bruce. We've never met him. We didn't have any hookups or anything. We were that close, and then we were right back outside, and it was embarrassing, and we were crying. Aww. We both started crying.
I'm trying to think who I've seen that I've had like good seats. It usually is only if you know somebody.
Mm-hmm. It's hard because I'm looking for tickets. I don't know. Sonny and Natalia want to go back to Chicago before the summer's over, and I'm like, that's a tall order. But I was looking for tickets to see if Pearl Jam or Foo Fighters are playing, and they're both playing this summer at Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Wow.
In August and July.
Well, this is July.
I know. At the end of July. I think that, yeah, the end. And the Pearl Jam's playing in August. Like the week they start school, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I really want Sonny to see them, both bands. But they're playing, like, Pearl Jam's not playing here. But Foo Fighters are playing here. But they're playing at, like, some festival in October in, like, Redlands. Like the Valley of the Dirt people. Taking Sonny to that. I don't know. So anyway.
I want to go. I've told you this before. I want to go to see like REO Speedwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Probably one or more of them are in like a wheelchair with a walker with the tennis balls on the bottom
at this point. Yeah.
Tennis ball. Lover boy. Yeah. They're going to be like, everybody's working for the weekend.
I would love to see Lover boy. I would love to see them.
Adam Ant. Mm-hmm. Something like that would be like a flash of my past.
The Go-Go's just played at the Hollywood Bowl.
I know. I don't love the Go-Go's.
Really? I love the Go-Go's. I love that album.
I think it got so overplayed for me that, I loved them when I was
young.
A teenager.
Right.
Like, I loved Vacation. I loved all those songs, but I think I've just heard them so many times that there's not...
Yeah.
A song that I would be looking forward to.
Yeah.
The thing that was fun about Kenny Loggins for me is that John was kind of laughing at me because I was like, I know that you think this is so dumb. That's why I did not even bother asking you because I don't need your
judging
eyes on me. I don't need you being like rolling your eyes at this. Like, I want someone who's genuinely like, I was genuinely 100% into Top 40 when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Like, I loved it. I lived for the radio and, like, everything that was on Top 40s and
K-I-Q-Q.
Rick D's Countdown. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was Kiss FM, in the day?
It was KIQQ. I don't know if you remember, but that was like, the pop station. That was like, the Kiss FM. And then...
What was the one that Rick D's? Was that Kiss?
You could look it up, Kaylin. Rick D's in the 80s, Los Angeles radio station, 80s.
Yeah, for me, it was the 70s.
Oh, do 79, 80.
I was, seriously, I'd already moved by then. But when I loved Top 40 was when I was like a kid. Like what, 10, 11.
What year?
9, 10, 11, 12. Just like our kids like Top 40, right? Like they listen to all the Top 40 songs, which now I do too.
Yeah.
Now I know every Cardi B song and all the...
Yeah, but these songs now are all like Sharmuta singing about fucking sex and shit.
Right. At the time, it was all those songs that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was, you know, my eyes adored you, though I never laid a hand. It was all the stuff from KTEL Music Express.
Oh, yeah.
When I was...
KTEL.
KTEL albums that had, I know we've talked about this before, that had like Run, Joey, Run, all these stupid hit
like
songs.
One hit wonders.
Yeah. But all like Elton John too.
Right,
and
I mean,
there was some good stuff mixed in there, but it was Top 40.
Yeah,
it was all the hit songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, so in those early on, it was like Michael McDonald had songs like Sweet Freedom and Kenny Loggins. And I loved all of them. Mm-hmm. Dan Fogelberg, which mm-hmm. we talked about. I mean, I would unironically go to a Dan Fogelberg concert.
Yeah.
Just because I like that stuff.
Right.
Now, as I got older, and Robin and I were talking about this, I started liking more like new wave, mm-hmm. and then more punk stuff mm-hmm. even. And mm-hmm. and then my taste became more like folk and alternative.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But I still unapologetically love all those pop melodic right. songs.
I
and
loved
every
those.
Song that Kenny Loggins sang. Yeah. I was like, yes!
I loved the pop. I loved pop. I loved it. But everybody in my grade listened to like Rush and Led Zeppelin.
Right.
And I couldn't get into it, but I wasn't into it back then. I was like, it's too hard for me. What'd you find out, Kaylin?
Well, I was going to ask you what exactly you were looking for Rick D's in the
80s. What radio station?
Oh. Kiss FM.
Oh, I was
in the
Kiss.
80s?
Yeah, I think so. 70s. I think it was.
Well, do me a favor. Look up KIQQ station. Los Angeles. I just remember KIQQ.
Remember Rick Dees had a song about the duck?
Yeah, they're KIQQ. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was that and then also KLOS that played all the rock stuff.
Well, when I got older, I liked KLOS.
Yeah, right.
And then K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I loved.
I didn't know. Okay, I didn't really listen to K-Rock until.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. It was too weird for me. I think.
Oh, I really see. I really started liking. That was when I moved to LA. So in my 20s, mm-hmm. I loved K-Rock. I liked a mm-hmm. lot of weird Nick Cave. I listened to.
Oh, I listened to K-Rock in my 20s, but yeah. when I was younger, not so much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I was a teenager, I was still like top 40.
Yeah, me too.
And then I was living in Massachusetts. When I was living in Springfield, we listened to all dance music that was mm-hmm. coming from New York, mm-hmm. and that was like the first Madonna's first album.
Right.
Was like. We were all obsessed.
Yeah.
All disco.
Yes.
It was the beginning of hip hop.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm. yeah, new wave.
Run DMC yeah. and all that stuff. That's what I was listened to all the time.
Yeah, me too. Oh my God, LL Cool J album I listened to over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the music. They don't have music like that anymore. I sound like Howard Stern now.
It's kind of true, though.
It is. Howard complains about it all the time. You don't find bands like that anymore. You don't hear. I mean, there's pop songs, but they all fucking sound the same.
And everybody's on each other's. It's all so incestuous. Mm-hmm. It's like it can't be. It's got to be Ludacris featuring Cardi B.
I know.
And then it's got to be like who's Adam Levine's Maroon 5,
yeah.
but then featuring Cardi right. B, who's also featuring Ludacris. It's
right.
like, well, can't anybody have your own song anymore?
I know.
Why are y'all like riding on somebody else's?
Exactly.
Why does Cardi B have to be? I like her voice, mm-hmm. but she's on everybody's song.
Yeah.
Like people, she doesn't belong there. It's
right.
like you can't remake a Frank Sinatra song and just mm-hmm. add a Cardi mm-hmm. B refrain
right.
to it, like rap in the middle of it.
No.
Why can't Bruno Mars just do his own song?
Right.
You're good enough, mm-hmm. Bruno. You're mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. You're enough. You don't need Cardi B.
Yeah. It's so weird. I don't know. But There's no albums anymore. Like, you can't sit and listen to an album from first song to the end, you know? I think the last album that came out that I loved was Hole. Celebrity Skin. Is that the name of it?
Celebrity Skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That album I listened to, you know, front and back. No, not the record. But I listened to it. But I think that I don't remember. I can't remember the last time I've listened to a whole album.
Yeah, no, that's done.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
sad.
Then again, I do also remember, like, for instance, I used to love Tracy Chapman. So she had this mm-hmm. album called, starts with a C. Tracy Chapman. Oh my God. I cannot believe
starts
I forgot
with
that. What? Give me Tracy Chapman's like second album. It's her second album. It was the, it has 100 years, this song called 100 years on it. Anyway, mm-hmm. here's the point of the story. It's just that I remember seeing her sing this song 100 years mm-hmm. on Letterman.
Mm-hmm. The Crossroads?
No, Crossroads. Yes. Thank you. She sang it on SNL,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
She was the musical guest and she mm-hmm. sang that song. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
that song is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I need to buy this album. I bought the album. Maybe it was the cassette, right? Mm-hmm.
Adam had her album.
Loved it. Yeah. But, you know, there's always, but I'm the weird one that's like, I really like the melodic or the slow ones. Yeah. And then there's just like a middle song that's always like, here in Sub City. I don't want that. So then you got to skip. But there'll always be like four of them on there that just stand out that are just like way too rocky.
Right.
Rockish.
That don't fit. Yeah.
That don't fit. Mm-mm. And then I'm like, okay, so then I got to skip. Either I got to play the first two, mm-hmm. love the first two songs. Mm-hmm. Hate the next one.
Right.
Then I like the one after that. But so nowadays you can just be like, mm-hmm. make a mix. Like, I want to put these four Tracy Chapman songs that I like.
Right. It's just, that's what, I mean, there's a,
so it's
kind of
better
song,
in that way.
I know.
There's always going to be four that you hate.
I know. That's true. They're not unless it's Bruce Springsteen.
Right. I was going to say, no, if you love the person.
Yeah. But there's like, what, there's one song, Adams complains because they play her one song over and over and over. And he's like, she's got so many good other songs, but we have to hear the fast car song or living in a fast car.
Right,
like he's
right.
like, okay, we don't need to hear it anymore. Like they play it over and you listen to the 80s station. That's the song they play. Why can't you play? And then he always says another
song. She's got a ticket. I think she's gonna use it. She's got a ticket to ride. That was a good song.
Maybe that. There's another one of, he loves this other, I don't know, but anyway.
Here in Sub City. But no, Tracy, I get you're an activist. Like, good for you. Okay, I know you have like that crazy hair.
Yeah.
You're doing you, but I don't need that song.
Right.
There's always just some like apartheid, I don't know, something that you're singing that's like a
Bruce Springsteen apartheid song too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you like, I mean, are there any Bruce songs that you really don't like?
Yeah. I mean, from his first seven albums, no. But then after that, he's got like, you know, he put out like Tracks, which is all his other stuff that, and he plays it at concerts sometimes. Like, there's Pink Cadillac. Hate that song. And I hate when, and God bless some people when I, like, they'll play it because they know I'm a Springsteen, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, thank you, but I hate that fucking song. Or they'll play Born in the USA. Hate that song.
Really?
Yeah. It's just. Yeah, not my favorite. But you know, I don't know. Still make music like they used to.
No, they really don't. And I believe it's because they're not really making albums. Well, I guess they are. Like people like, well, people like Taylor Swift do.
Wait a second. I just thought of something. Chris, Max Pata, played over the weekend at a beach party in Redondo or Manhattan. Do you have a clip of him playing?
I can try and look for one.
Dylan, my phone, it's on my phone. Jay texted it to me, and it's a, anyway. Max Apat has got a good, I think he's got an album. He has great music. He really does. I'm not just saying it because he works here. See if you can find that, Kaylin. All right. What are you looking up?
Oh, I was just laughing because this is off topic. Because so Xander's been really into clothes recently, which I think is so cute. He's being a total chick. He's just like, he spent his own allowance. He wanted to go shopping to the mall because he feels like Macy's has more of the clothes he's interested in.
Yeah.
Not so much Old Navy.
Yeah.
No children's place. No. He's like, I want to go to like Macy's, like the boys department, like and get some like cool jeans.
Yeah.
He was like, I want some jeans with like a lot of zippers on them.
Really?
I'm like, you don't need to look like Michael Jackson. Let's not be crazy. He's like, no, you know, just like a zipper on the pocket, like on the front. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wanted to be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Well, so he found these jeans that he liked at Macy's, and he bought them with his own allowance.
Nice.
Then he was like, you know what these would look really good with? Is like, I want to get a plain white t-shirt, because that's going to look good under, like, a plaid shirt.
Whoa.
Like, he had a whole thing that he was working on,
That's awesome.
So I got him a white t-shirt from Michael's craft store for, like, $3.99.
Really?
Yeah, that people do crafts with. But
wow.
He loves it. He's like, thank you. But then he was like, I really want a jean jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know me and my used clothes shopping.
I'm like,
these kids
find,
and
though,
they're...
I would think.
It is, but like, you know what? I didn't want to spend like $50 on one at Abercrombie.
I went to
eBay.
Yeah, that's what
I mean.
Like
buy somebody's used. It's just a kid's jacket, right?
He's going to grow out of it. I know.
Grow out of it. He's going to lose it. He's going to take it somewhere and leave it. That all of my kids lose their clothes. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they go to somewhere and they come home with no bathing suit.
Right.
I'm like,
how does that? I know.
I just bought you like seven bathing suits and now you have two.
Right.
Well, how does that happen?
I know.
Okay, so I went on eBay.
Is he Yeah.
Yeah, audio might be a little rough.
Is he rocking out in this one?
Oh, yeah, he's going. My camera's kind of going all over the place, but I'll play it for you right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let Stephanie finish the story. Go ahead.
Well, it's just that, so we bought this, so I bid on this jacket,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't totally realize, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, I was like toggling between a few different jackets that he liked, and I made a bid on one, but then I looked at it, I was like, it's an extra large. It's a boy's jacket, but it was an extra
Levi's.
Large. I don't know. It was some jacket. Yeah, I don't know what brand it was. Mm-hmm. Tiger something.
Mm-hmm.
So then I found another one that was actually his size, like a large or a medium or whatever. I looked at the size and it was, I don't know, it was a little more expensive, but I bought that. And mm-hmm. he was like, oh, I really like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shoot, I wonder if we should wait and find out what happens with my other auction. Because what if I win? It's not just, it was only, I bid $7, but it didn't look like anyone else was going to bid because mm-hmm. it was ending soon. And then the shipping is like another like, $8.
Right.
Which I'm not saying that's that much, but what the hell am I going to do with this jacket that's going to be huge, especially if I buy him another one?
Right.
So I bought him the other one and then I contacted the, I was like, I wonder if I can just retract my bid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wrote to them and I was like, hey, is it cool if I don't buy this jacket?
Right.
And sure enough, nobody bid on it. Yeah. So I basically won it.
Mm-hmm.
But they wrote me back and they're like, it's cool. It's fine.
That's nice. I've never been on eBay.
What?
I know. Adam's
Shut
on. Adam
up.
Is, but I've never gotten into. I just don't like. I don't get it, and I'm like,
it's so easy.
I know, but
you can get almost anything you want, and you can get stuff that's like.
Look, I mean, I have looked for things that I've wanted specifically. But then I see it and it's like in somebody's apartment and it's like on a thing. I don't know.
Well, here's what it's really good for.
Is it going to smell?
Here's what it's really good for. If you're like stuff like let's say I want some Paul Mitchell like shampoo two clarifying shampoo.
Right.
That'll go to Amazon.
Okay.
But let's say you want something that's from like 2 years ago that you saw somebody wearing that you're like, you know what I want? I want a vintage Run DMC t-shirt.
Ooh.
And you look on, you know, Amazon and it's all like newer,
yes, right.
like new t-shirts because
okay.
everything's new because mm-hmm. it's Amazon. And you're like, yeah, but that looks too modern. Like I want some old vintagey Run DMC t-shirt.
Right.
Plug it into eBay and somebody's going to be desperate for money and selling their old Run DMC t-shirt. And then you just throw it in the wash.
Hmm.
And you get like a cool, like exactly.
Right.
Or let's say it's I don't know, like a poster from, let's say it's I want a Sean Cassidy. Remember when I got that iron-on thing to make a shirt?
Yeah.
I bought that off eBay. You can't just buy that on Amazon.
Right.
Old stuff that people have that they turn around and sell because they've been holding on to that you think of in your head and you're like, you know what I want to have in my house? A candle that was in Trader Joe's mm-hmm. 3 years ago that they don't make it anymore.
Right,
I want
it. Right.
Go on eBay. It's somebody selling
it. I'm going to check it out.
Somebody's like, hey, you want the Trader Joe's candle that kind of smells like grass that they made like 4 years ago?
It's got Run DMC on it too.
Anyway, yes. Okay.
This is Chris Maxipata. I just for 1 second, I just wanted to show, just play it for a second. Him rocking out at the beach this weekend. How much fun that looks. There's a ton of people on the sand. Yeah, the audio's not that good. Yes, but that's pretty good.
That was all the wind getting in there.
There's another clip that's better. Yeah. You know what song he does is, and I don't got no dentarita, I ain't got no crystal ball. I
hate that song.
You do?
So overplayed.
He played it on a bar. Yeah, he played it on a bar crawl on a bus, and he was singing it. He was singing a bunch of songs acoustic, and that one everybody knew the song. It was in Portland. Everybody knew all the words to the song, and it was really cool. It was fun.
Remember that guy from the band from the 80s that we had on our podcast? It might have been back when it was the Parent Experiment. It was early guest of ours, and we had him and his wife, and they were having twins.
Oh,
or they had twins.
Familiar.
Mark.
I know who you're talking about. Mark. I just want to fly.
Yes.
I want to fly. So, yeah, from
He was so nice, remember?
He's great.
Yeah. Are they still together?
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram. She likes my pictures. I like her pictures. She's got twins.
Didn't we have them twice?
I don't know.
I feel like they were guests two different times.
Mark McGrath.
Yeah. Mark McGrath.
Yeah, from, what's the band?
Sugar Ray.
Thank you.
You just reminded me of it with that song, even though that wasn't a Sugar Ray song.
It was around that time.
Right.
Yeah, Sugar Ray was being played on K-Rock a lot.
Yes.
And so was that band.
But remember how nice he was?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He's super nice.
Totally normal. Totally. Like talking about their relationship.
Oh, yeah. I remember my niece having the biggest crush on him. And he was like, when Sugar Ray hit, all the chicks loved him. And he was like the rocks. And, you know, he was a babe. And he was super nice. And I remember being at a K-Rock thing and Adam introduced me to him. And I was like, my niece has the biggest crush on you. We were at a wedding. And he picked up one of the cloth napkins and he blew his nose in it and he signed it and he gave it to her. He's like, here, give this to her. It wasn't like, you know. He was being funny. Yeah. And so I just, he was super nice, but little did everybody know he had a girlfriend for a long-term girlfriend, which is now his wife.
Oh.
Yeah. I love that.
Because I think she said that he went through a period where he was kind of.
Probably.
Right?
I think so. Because
but they wrote
I think
it
they
out.
Were together before he got famous. Then he got famous. And then chicks are all over him. And I think they wrote it out and he stuck with her. And now they're happily married. I see pictures of them on vacation. They have twins that are boy, girl, our same age, maybe a year or two younger. And they're super nice. Really nice. Super sweet.
We should make them come back.
Yeah, we should.
Sometime.
And you got to talk to Dave Navarro.
I know. For guys, we're recording today an interview with Dave Navarro about, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Dave Navarro's mom was murdered by her boyfriend after his parents got divorced. Mm-hmm. And it's such a sad story. He was a teenager at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember. I know because he's been on Loveline a few times and he's... You know, Adam hit it off a bunch of times. I think they even talked on the phone. He's a sweet guy. Adam thinks like he's just the sweetest big, like he's just like sugar, Adam said.
For some reason, I was like, had it in my head, Dave from the rock band. And I was like talking to Matt because Matt Fondelier and I are doing the interview and you are welcome to be on it too. And I was like, something. And he goes, did you think it's Dave Grohl? And I was like, yeah, it's Dave Grohl, right? And he was like, no, Dave Navarro, totally different guy. Jane's Addiction. And I was like, oh.
Yes. Because
I always hear how nice a guy Dave Grohl is.
Oh,
and
they're
I was
both,
like, maybe it's because of his just such a terrible past.
Right.
No,
right
different now. Person.
Totally different Dave. Two Daves. And by the way, rock stars upon rock stars, the both of them. I mean, they rock out. They got the tattoos. They got the hair. They're in the band and they're both named Dave.
I know.
You know?
And Dave Navarro is nice. Really cute. He's, like, if you look at pictures
well,
of him when
Carmen
he was young.
Carmen Electra, remember? He had a long-term relationship with her. They were together. I was bummed when they broke up.
I thought
they were cute together. And then she went out with, like, what's his face? The basketball player.
Which one?
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, she's got a broken picker.
Tell us about... No, right?
You know, oh my God, look at his face. We're looking at a picture of them together.
Aw, they were a cute couple.
He's a very good-looking guy. I don't like that facial hair. I don't like it when guys grow facial hair and then draw designs in it. So it's like one, like a soul patch going down to the rest of the beard, but then it's got like two, it's almost like a tennis court.
Yeah.
Like a ping pong table. Like you could go from one side to the other side. And then that thin mustache.
Holy
like,
shit. What's that one down in the bottom where he's
with
naked?
Animal testing? Oh,
no,
hello. Hello.
I leave that up.
Okay. Leave that up for inspiration while we talk about ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, leave that up while you're on doing the interview.
ZipRecruiter. Listen, it's challenging to find a great employee.
It is.
It doesn't have to be, though, Lynette.
No, it doesn't.
Why do you want it to be hard?
No.
Then don't make it hard and get ZipRecruiter because ZipRecruiter makes hiring simple, fast, and smart. When you have a growing business, you just want qualified candidates and you don't want to look through piles and piles of resumes and you don't want to be – they do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they send your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, and then they don't stop there. They use powerful matching technology. They scan tons of resumes, and they find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. So if you're hiring, use ZipRecruiter. They're very effective.
And if you're looking, if you're looking for a job too.
Yeah, if you're looking for a job, use ZipRecruiter. They never do that, and they never say that in the ads, but I bet you a lot of our listeners are also looking for a job.
Yeah.
You can use ZipRecruiter for that. But if you're hiring for a job, right now, you are going to get to use
They're exclusive. Our ZipRecruiter can get it for free. You can get it for free at this exclusive web address. You got to go, but you got to go to ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL, and
that's it. That's the smartest way to hire. Yeah, you can list your job for free.
Yeah, check it out.
Also, Gamefly.
Oh my God, Gamefly. So. I'm becoming a Fortnite. I'm starting to dig it, even though I can't play it to save my life, and I don't know how to use the controllers, and I walk backwards upstairs, and I look like I had a stroke when I'm playing because I can't maneuver. Anyway, if your kids love video games like I do, you can do Gamefly, which is it's the best way to buy and rent all your kids' favorite video games across any gaming console, whether it's Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo. So it's a monthly subscription to Gamefly.com. Your child can pick their favorite games for over – they got 9,000 titles.
Yeah.
And have them mailed directly to you. And then when they beat the game or they get bored with it, they just send it back and select a new game to play. Isn't that great? And they have parental controls, so you have the ability to filter out for what your kids. So it's
always free shipping too.
One, it's a monthly fee, unlimited video game rentals all across the board, as little as 54 cents a day, and always free shipping and cancel anytime. So I think you guys should try it. I might try it too because I'm starting, you know, it's summer and I'm bored.
Yeah, so absolutely. This is the best time to try it out.
Yeah. So you guys go to gamefly.com/FCOL and start your premium 30-day trial. You can go to gamefly.com/FCOL. The premium trial allows you to check out two games and or movies at one time. You can only get this offer by visiting gamefly.com/FCOL. The usual first free month offers only one game at a time. So go up now, sign up, and check it out.
Yeah, and also, if you sign up for Patreon, first of all, you get all the content that your little hearts can desire, the bonus content, for $5 a month. If you want to do $50 a month, listen, you're going to get a business shout out like Michelle Baker, who sells CBD oil from Green Horizon. And they have a salve with chronic pain relief.
That stuff works.
Yeah. Go to mygreenhorizon.com and in the referral box, put FCOL Baker. Okay. Okay. Tish Clevenger adds nutrition of 30 fruits and vegetables and grains to your diet. Go to clevenger.juiceplus.com. Lisa Dahl has an online-based women's clothing boutique, and here's how you spell her name. It's Lisa the Shop with two S's. Lisa, L-I-S-S-A, theshop.com. Jamila Lowe says, are you still in the mailroom? She is going to help you. She's a child care consultant. So you can go to culturalcare.com/JLOW. Get it? J-Lo. Culturalcare.com/JLo and let her help you. And just one more. Elise Ungs does photos printed on wood.
Very cool.
Yeah. And you want to go to Shimlee, Shimlee.com, or at Instagram, she's Shimlee USA, to check out how cool that is. And she has an offer code for you guys. It's FCOL40 to get 40% off of your order. That's it.
Can't beat that.
Yeah. Thank so you guys tune into so Patreon much. This week and listen to Sword and Scale Rewind.
That's going to be
for the
really
Dave
good.
Navarro interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. All right. Thanks, Galen.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
ladies were treating me right. Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.